Some highly efficient whitetail buck scouting tips with biologist and habitat design specialist Jeff Sturgis. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
It's very deceiving. I show all this great habitat work and private land work that we can do while we're hunting, including water holes, mock scrapes, food plots, things that we can actually implement on private land that we can't implement on public land. Interesting, you scour through the social media and Facebook pages, look at public land, you got to work really hard. You got to go out and spend days and days and days of scouting. And I even had a recent comment by someone that said, you know, those bucks are nice, but I just don't have that kind of time to scout. I'm here to tell you guys, it doesn't take a lot of time. It just takes smarter scouting efforts. A lot of time to make habitat improvements. I spend a lot more time on my private lands per buck than I do on public land per buck. I would guess that per buck, I'm averaging about 2 days of scouting at the most. But you have to learn how to take a lot of habitat and turn it into just a few acres of your scouting. For example, in the UP areas where you have giant marshes, I'm taking out all the huge wet areas. I'm taking out all the large conifer stands, and I'm focusing on the narrow little islands and ridge points that connect and funnel deer. I'm looking at those islands. I used to take a card and I'd print it out on that card and I'd draw it out and I'd check this little island, then come back. I might have a day of scouting total into that whole area.
Great tips, Jeff. Thank you. And good luck to you whitetail hunters this season. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.